Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him all the praise. Let me encourage you from the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Titus 2, 13 and 14. Our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. I like what King James Version also says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for His first advent. And we are thanking God and hoping for that second advent of Christ to take place in our lives. Amen. And to see the glorious coming and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when He comes, the Bible says that He has redeemed us from all wickedness. We are pure people, holy people, righteous people, peculiar people, the royal priesthood of God, the kings and priests unto God. And that's what we are called in the Holy Bible. And my dear brothers and sisters, that's what we need to focus our attention on and direct our praise unto Jehovah in thanksgiving and saying, Lord, You have been great and glorious. You know, to the artist, Christ is the one altogether lovely. To the builder, He is the sure foundation. To the doctor, He is the great physician. To the geologist, He is the rock of ages. To the sinner, He is the Lamb of God who cleanses and forgives sin. To the Christian, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, our great Savior. Through the centuries, my dear brothers and sisters, artists and poets who have been impressed with Christ have tried valiantly to present His portrait both with brush and pen. Yet even the noblest efforts of these dedicated men and women seem feeble and inadequate. I was listening to a beautiful hymn, the link of which I'll attach for you to hear, written by John Wilbur Chapman, and he talks extolling the virtues and the attributes of Christ as they relate to our personal lives. He's a friend for sinners, lover of my soul, strength and weakness, help and sorrow, comfort, guide, keeper, pilot. Hallelujah. And then in the refrain he says, hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a great friend in Jesus. We have a great elder brother in Jesus. If we are in the crossroads of life, seek His help. He is ever present and ever ready to help you, deliver you, heal you, redeem you, ransom your life, and save you and bless you abundantly in accordance to His word. So give Christ the praise of your heart for all that He really means in life to you, in your vocation, in your pursuits, in your personal relationships. Give Christ all the praise and the glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank You. O Lord God Almighty, we give You the praise and the glory. You have made us for, Lord, for zealous works, for good works. You have made us, O Father God, that, Lord, we will glorify the name of Yeshua the Messiah at all times. Lord, You have purified us for Yourself, a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. And therefore, I pray, give us the grace to do good today, to take the gospel of Yeshua, give it to somebody who's perishing, reaching out to somebody who's languishing without the salvation of Yeshua. I thank you and I bless you, Father God. Lord, to help somebody in a time of need, to lend a shoulder, oh God, to weep over, to comfort, to counsel, to Lord, to console. I pray that, Lord, you will fill our bowels with mercies, with compassion, fill our heart with agape love, fill our, Lord, mind with the mind of Christ, and you will be alone glorified. As your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your grace, your glory, your anointing upon their lives. Bless the work of their hands, Abba. I pray that you will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health. Lord, I know that, Father, sickness is not from you. Lord, therefore, we rebuke it, reject it, command every spirit of infirmity, get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. Abba, Father, we thank you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead in the name of Jesus. And bye for now.